My name's David Nelson, and I have a problem whenever I go to an airport.
And he's not the only one. This David Nelson is a congressional aide in Washington, D.C., but any David Nelson is going to find himself the subject of extra scrutiny at airport ticket counters now. Many around the country already have. That's because the name David Nelson may be on a Transportation Security Administration no-fly list. Now, we say may because federal officials won't confirm or deny it. They only told us this week that if several people who have the same name are routinely pulled aside for additional questionings they try to board a flight, their name may be similar to or an exact match with an entry on the federal list of names to watch. Why is any David Nelson a wanted man? We suspect it may be for something more than filching an extra bag of pretzel mix. So we called some David Nelsons across the country. We talked to that congressional aide you just heard, as well as a manufacturing engineer, a director of finance, a retiree, and an actor. All different David Nelsons, all with a near-identical story.
Right. David Nelsons are getting stopped. Now, the last trip in Miami, the ticket agent,
when we gave her our e-ticket, and she punched in the name, but popped up, and you could see the surprised look on her face, and she said, "Hey, look at this." And there was a big red banner on her computer screen saying, an alert security check.
Yeah, they had some special code on there. And I've seen all ranges of emotions. You know, I've seen, you know, some people are very calm about it, and then I've had gate agents who their faces get very red, and you can tell that they're very uncomfortable.
That I assume that that happens to every David Nelson. I can tell you that congressional identification does not help. Government having bought the tickets does not help.
I don't know if I should check in alone, but I don't know if that helps. If Barbara, I think my wife got held up too.
I mean, when I went to Hawaii a number of weeks ago, it was the same thing. I went to the check-in gate. I went back to the check-in gate because I couldn't get through another security thing, and they had some guy come down from some office, and he sort of
cleared me. And then after I had gone off to the side and had to put all my paperwork away, they had their head of security come out, and I could sense that he still wasn't comfortable, so I offered my passport, and he took that and made a copy of it. And then I was followed back to the actual boarding gate.
And I was only checked twice more after that.
It's just time-consuming. I'm thankful and happy that the skies are safer now, but it's frustrating that every time you go to the airport, you know you're going to spend at least 45 extra minutes being screened.
Although I'm not sure that it's bad public policy to take precautions regarding anyone for which there is a legitimate basis for suspicion.
You know, at the same time, I wish that, you know, they had the technology in place that once I'm cleared, they wouldn't have to continually put me through the same motions.
You know, it's not just David Nelson. It's a list of people. The last trip last week in Miami, the ticket agent, they all have a little bit of experience with this now, told me that her father's name is Luis Gomez, and he also gets stopped based on his name.
But I'm on the list for high security. David Nelson. David A. Nelson.
A singular story from around the country told by, what was that name?
My name's David Nelson. I'm a resident of the District of Columbia.
I'm David Nelson. I live in Seattle.
My name's David Nelson. I live in Hollywood, California.
I'm David A. Nelson. We live in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
I'm David Nelson from Phoenix, Arizona.
A chorus of David Nelsons.